Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, that was some kind of a Patriots Day yesterday. How'd your 8 minutes go?
Tell you what, I'm really tired.
I heard about it on the West Coast. I'll tell you that.
I'm really tired. I'm a little worn out.
Got a couple of text messages from people asking if I was doing the 8 minutes from Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, still not long enough for Courtney. 8.5 minutes. Still not long enough for Courtney.
Oh, my God. Throw something in there.
I will say this, though. I will never. I'm all about fellowship, partnership, the bromance that exists in sports talk radio. I will never be a loner on the radio. I can't do the single show.
Of course you can.
Not my thing. I like interaction.
It's all
mental. I like
mental.
It too much.
I already feel better.
I feel great.
You already feel better?
I was actually sleeping when I was walking in here because I had such a rough, hard day yesterday. With all the prep I was doing, all the stress of carrying a show all by myself for a full 8.5 minutes. But the one thing I did not think was going to happen, and here's why I was wrong.
What's that?
I'm bringing it to the Red Sox real quick.
Oh, wow. You're already getting to, what are you, being an adult?
Yeah, I'm going to try it out.
You must want to try it out. You must want to crap all over them for you to get to them this early.
Well, it is funny.
Normally it's
No, it is. It all works. Because I did not realize how quickly they would become a laughingstock. I didn't realize how comical they are and how... What felt like, okay, listen, the little engine that could, right? Or, you know, give it, it's just become clownish, comical, embarrassing, immature. Everything about it screams double-A team, especially with the collisions and the missed balls and the errors and the unearned runs. It's funny. I had no idea Nick was going to play that. But to me, that's all I kept thinking about is of all the montages you can create with all the messed up, stupid plays that they make.
So last night, we fly into Boston. I got to take one kid to school. So my car was here. They dropped us off here, grabbed the car. The other two went home. I went to go drop the kid off at school. I dropped him off. It's like 10:30 at night. I flip on our Providence affiliate, 103.7, and I hear a replay of the Greg Hill Show. And I hear Wiggy from earlier in the day talking about the defense and it should be on Alex Cora and don't they have a fielding coach and da-da-da and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, if I were sitting there with Wiggy, I would have said, it's like having a great defensive coordinator, but a team that is shoddy at tackling. You can't practice it. It's like, okay, we wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. It's the pros. But in the NFL, they can't practice tackling. And in big league baseball, you need guys who have been taught how to field coming up. And then you try to fine tune it when they're at the big league level. They're not going to be able to take 40 minutes of infield and fungos. You can do some of that stuff. But on some level, you got to kind of learn it in the minor leagues. And that's what I would have said to Wiggs is that it's the equivalent of it's not on Alex Cora. Whenever he gets here to this point, the only thing he can scream out is communicate and things of that nature, which I don't think happened in the collision with Tyler O'Neill yesterday.
There was no communication.
And that's a bigger – now that's on Cora to get those guys to scream out, me, 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 mine, whatever.
Mine.
Now, I will say this. If Trevor Story is there, maybe you have a shortstop – who is in the game that people are willing to listen to. Because we always hear about how the shortstop has such a big deal in the infield and all that. But who was it out there? Rafaela at the time or Hamilton? It was one of those two. And you could tell that either Devers wasn't listening, wasn't paying attention, or would just try to go make the play on his own. So I can understand why it looks the way it looks, because yesterday that's the way it felt in losing 6-0.
Yeah.
And generating zero offense.
And there's two things off that, just to kind of cap it, I guess, because I don't think the Sox are going to be a big talking point, unfortunately, unless you are ripping them. This feels like the Ron Renicki year of the Red Sox, like during COVID when he was managing that team and he was just a dead man walking and nobody even cared. And all the different lineups and different positions that they were throwing out there over and over again, nobody gave a crap. Two things. One, like that one guy, Trevor Story, he's not the quarterback.
Nope.
He's not the quarterback on a team.
But in terms of setting your defense on the infield, pretty close.
But still, like it's like you're that Trevor Story dependent that your entire season depended on Trevor Story, who really hasn't played a full season since you paid him as a free agent. That to me stood out to me. The only guy, that guy is responsible for torpedoing the entire infield and the entire year, Trevor Story. The other aspect is the Wiggy aspect, which I keep harping, and I talked to Lou about in depth, and he put Wiggy straight.
I heard that, and he disagreed, which I think is a part of the reason why he brought it up, which is why I think the only thing you can put on Cora is getting them to communicate more and talk and yell and things like that. Otherwise, they are what they are when they're at the big league level. No one comes up a terrible fielder in the big leagues unless their only thing to do is to be a fielder, in which they get better because it's really the only thing that they work on. But otherwise, when you're at the big league level, there's an expectation that you already know how to do a lot of the basics.
I'm actually amazed. Like, if you're going to comp this into basketball or football, whatever, any other pro sport, hey, you're a receiver, you got to at least know how to catch. All right, that would be probably a number one requirement. Hey, can you catch the football? Yes. But as we know, some people are better at catching the football than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how often you hop in the jugs, catch jugs, after the ball. I know, Sam's dirty. We catch some jugs, catch some strays walking by. I don't care how many times, how many reps you go through. I don't know how many passes you catch from your quarterback. The other guy is more talented than you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be better at it no matter how much and how often you work with your coach.
Okay. Yet, they're a game over 500.
I looked at the Eastern Conference, Eastern Division. I was like, you're right. They're still above 500.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still, they're third in the division right now?
Sure. No, I mean, it'll change. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
But it's the whole doom and gloom.
2 days ago, they were second or third in the division.
Yeah, and they're 9-8 on the year. And yesterday did not go well on what is one of the more glorious days in Boston, Patriots Day. And, of course, you have the marathon. You have the super early start.
The beautiful day.
Even it's funny. I was at the I was standing at the or near around the sports book like on Sunday where you're just listening to sports fans, right? And then it's like, what the hell? 8 o'clock? Oh, there's a baseball game at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, and you didn't bet on it.
No, God, no. I should have known what was going to happen. I should have just went anti-Red Sox and just kind of laid it in there. But I think for some people, even on the West Coast, it's like, what the hell is this 8 o'clock baseball game? What the hell is going on out there? People had no idea kind of how to react to it. But look, the good out of yesterday was Carter Crawford. 5-plus innings of shutout baseball with 6 strikeouts. And that's really the sort of the positive to take away. Look, this is going to be a hollow 2024 for the Red Sox. And what do I mean by that? Well, they lost 6-0, but man, Carter Crawford pitched well. Well, they lost 5-1, but they didn't commit any errors. Oh, they lost 6-5 and were much better with runners in scoring position today. This is going to be a very hollow Red Sox season where we're going to have to dive in and find the good within the bad. And yesterday, that was at least Carter Crawford with, again, young guys, young pitchers stepping up Who are the youngs that can play well? How will that affect the organization?
See, I'll use what I use, the phrase that I use for the Patriots, for the Red Sox, and much earlier than I did for the Patriots last season when things were just imploding. It's going to get so much worse. Already, you have 19 unearned runs. You have 18 errors. Both lead the majors. Both categories lead the majors this early. It's not May yet. It's going to get worse. Well, you know, Ref Schneider's going to come back and, you know, Rafael's going to play it short, and that's his real position, and, you know, we should be okay there, and things will settle down. No.
I always love that. So the text comes into 37937 from the 413. So, again, please tell me why Cora's a good manager. Does he get no criticism at all? Okay. To which I'd fire back to the 413. Find me the manager that's going to fix the fielding issues. Find me the manager in Big League Baseball who is like, hey, boys, we're showing up at 1 o'clock today because we're going to take an hour and a half infield. And all you guys making tons of money are going to do it. God dang it. And that's the way it is. There isn't a manager in baseball who would have the ability to, you can work on these issues. To me, the biggest thing that, like, using yesterday as a perfect example of everybody running into each other, who's the lead communicator? Who's everybody supposed to be listening to? To me, those are the things that Alex Cora can reinforce. I think there are certain people out there, like the 413, who think that Alex Cora is going to go say to the $300 million man at third base, hey, come on, kid. We're getting up at 11 a.m. Meet me at the old ballpark. We'll hit 100 balls to you. That doesn't happen at the big. That happens in Worcester. It happens in Portland. It happens in Sally League. It doesn't happen up here. And that's why with Cora, there's only so much he can do. If this guy finds a, I'll tell you something to the 413. If Alex Cora finds a way to get big leaguers to put in the extra time fielding, then that guy will be a manager somewhere for life because apparently he's some kind of magician. Because there are big leaguers who don't want to listen. When they get to that level, guess what? You know what they want to do? They want to sock dingers. They want to hit home runs. They want to be a big boy on that end. No one grows up and says, oh, I'd love to be Jackie Bradley Jr. or I just want to go catch the ball in the outfield, you know? Look, Cora's going to take some heat for stuff. There's no question. But there is within reason. And again, I equate it to you have a really good defensive coordinator, but your team isn't great at tackling. Why? Is it because you can't teach it or because you can't practically work on it?
Yeah.
But I think the season goes along, it's hard to sort of fix a guy who's not a great fielder and turn him into a good one during a big league season.
That is true. But with that being said, to pull a line from Gerard Mayo, he undoubtedly will be blamed for it.
Of course.
And this will give Breslow his opportunity to bring in somebody new. Cora will leave happily because mentally, I don't know how Cora even survives this. I don't know how he handles this. It's already undeniably tough and frustrating and irritating. And I'm sure there's more going on behind the scenes that we don't even know about.
I would think that the only thing saving Alex Cora these days, do you figure they get paid weekly in the bigs or every 2 weeks?
I'm going to go with every bi-weekly.
Okay, bi-weekly. Yeah. Every other Wednesday is the reason why Alex Cora
I know,
is
but
now.
Sometimes, there are some times you go, man, this ain't worth it. This ain't worth it. Now, who knows, right? I just feel like, you know, he's already committed mentally that he is out of here, that he is done. That, and I think it's less about, I think it's just philosophy. I feel like there's for each GM, there's been an obvious difference in philosophy and what needs to happen and how it needs to happen. Mm. I personally feel like he's done with that. And he's going to ride this out. And I think it's already happening with the new guy.
I would also, remember Theo used the line bridge year a bunch of years ago? That's this year. This is the bridge year. This is the, hey, let's see if these youngs can really play. Let's find out if the manager who is here wants to be here. If not, then fine. We'll go find somebody. And you're right. Maybe Alex Cora's already been like, hey, man, I got another year. I'll do the best I can. I'll take their money. I'll save my reputation. And he'll be able to go off into the sweet good night, whether it's on the TV or more than likely if Alex Cora became available, there'd be somebody who would snag him up. At least you would think pretty quickly. But the Red Sox disappointingly lose on Patriots Day. And, of course, Tyler O'Neill is dinged up. Billy's got more on that coming up in trending. And, of course, the Celtics are the number one seed and the beginning of the play-ins. Or the play-in games are beginning tonight. It's Western Conference tonight, I do believe.
Yep. Lakers got the early game.
That's right. And then we get the Eastern Conference games, which matter to the Celtics. Really, those first round of games come tomorrow. The loser of the 9-10 game will be eliminated. The winner of the 7-8 game moves on to be the 7 seed to play Milwaukee. And then whomever is left ends up battling the Celtics. So it's going to be some combination of either Miami, Philly, Chicago, or Atlanta. Chicago and Atlanta are essentially playing an elimination game. Miami and Philly, with the loser moving on to play the loser of the Chicago-Atlanta game to ultimately get beat by the Celtics.
Whoa. That's a lot. It's a mouthful.
It is. It's a long way around. You know, it's reaching around your elbow to wipe your hind end is really what it is. But one of Miami or Philly will end up getting locked into the 7. And I know that Miami has been problematic for the Celtics in the past. But I'm kind of hoping Philly wins that game and that Philly is the number 7 seed. Because we've seen Philly match up against Boston. And I know that they were waiting for Embiid down there in Philly. But somehow, some way, they've put together a representative roster after the whole mess with James Harden. So, quite honestly, I look at Miami, and again, I know it's Miami, and a lot of people have PTSD from the past.
That's what it is.
But I think this Celtics team is ready for a group like that. I'm trying to think of path of least resistance, and Philadelphia scares me a hell of a lot more than either Miami, Chicago, or Atlanta at this point.
Yeah, is that kind of where you're at? You're just trying to figure out. I don't think they're intimidated by anybody. I would actually personally love for them to. I would love for Miami to be the 8th seed, so they can just get over that PTSD, which is Jimmy Butler. Really,
it kind of really I feel like the fork in Miami. Yes. If you beat them, in
and the
a
whole
round
culture,
eight.
You know, the Miami culture that they push so hard. I feel like that is a demon that they need to exercise. They need to get rid of that. It's not the boogeyman living in your closet. Mm. Nobody's underneath your bed. It's just Jimmy Butler with a bad hairdo. That's it.
There's no Bill Belichick boogeyman.
No, he's not there either. Although
what about the boogeyman?
Based on what he's doing right now, he may show up in somebody's NBA locker room to encourage them or give them some sort of motivational speech.
Could you imagine that? It's like game one of the East Finals, and they're like, oh, Brad Stevens in his suite, and oh, there's Bill Belichick sitting there.
He'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you where he'll be because he's taking the tour.
Oh, okay.
He won't be anywhere near the Red Sox.
You don't think?
Nah, it's too early. Nothing's important right now. It's way too early.
I can't envision Bill as a baseball guy either.
No, but there's this odd, you know, he's like the godfather of all these coaches. So I do think that he, you know, when they all call him for advice and mentorship, and I don't know if Joe Mazzulla's done or not. I think he's closer to Brad than he is Mazzulla.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be in the suite at some point in time, not courtside.
Nope.
That's Kraft.
No, oh, no.
He's got to be on the court side.
Get away from the people.
And he'll be with Montgomery. He absolutely will. And I can't remember. He was doing it last year. I don't feel like he didn't have a very good winning record when he showed up.
I feel like Belichick, more hockey and basketball guy than baseball guy.
I think baseball probably puts him to sleep.
There's a lot of strategy in hockey, you know, with the whole last line change, things like that, that – from the strategic end of Bill must at least intrigue him a little bit. The whole process, how does it work? When do you time the line changes? Like, I could see him, meaning Belichick, having a real in-depth conversation with an NHL coach about something like that. If for anything else, just the curiosity.
Yeah, and anything that resembles lacrosse, which in a way basketball does. A lot of moving, a lot of cutting to the net, a lot of that stuff, a lot of, you know, moving picks, all that stuff.
A lot of backdooring going on.
Yeah, a lot of backdooring in there. And then there's the hockey aspect of which line changes, shifts in and out. And But more importantly, it's just his mere presence is really all it takes.
Definitely. Especially for some of those guys.
Bills in the building? Bills again?
But do you think Joe Mazzulla, though, do you think Joe Jitsu would be like, hey, you know what? In a big spot, I'm going to bring in Bill? Or is it, nah, I got this.
I think it's I got this.
I kind of do, too.
I don't need anybody. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know. I know that there was a time when it was Cora, was it Montgomery?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Brad. Were they all there? Were they all coaching at the same time? I think they were.
Yeah, I think so. And look, all those guys, and again, Jim Montgomery, I do believe the first day he got the job was like, yeah, I can't wait to call Belichick.
Or maybe it was Julian. Maybe it was Claude Julien. That was the other one.
What? That would have been moons ago. Yeah. We're talking 10 years
and
ago.
Tito. No, but he's like, dude, he's the godfather of all the coaches. Whenever somebody is hired, I feel like the owner of that team says, hey, travel down south. You're going to have a meeting with Bill.
Well, I also think there's a lot of reach out, meaning that there's the, hey, welcome to the club type thing.
Yeah.
We would hear that Bill would kind of break the ice almost. Yeah.
If you need anything, I'm your guy.
Well, in a lot of ways, and again, it's the whole, why wouldn't you tap into someone where, you know, if, because I do wonder if like basketball coaches, hockey coaches, football coaches, because definitely in the college world, yeah, you're a football coach, but you also mean something. You know, you're representing. If you're I remember Dopey Bob Diaco. I'm the head football coach of the state of Connecticut. And it's like, you are a poser, dude. But there are those guys who become self-important. I represent the state of Nebraska in leading the football team. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I can see that, like Tom Osborne he should be the governor based on how much pull he had.
But I wonder if coaches look at themselves as coaches first and executives second. Or because they're in a different kind of environment, they are executives within a company. They just happen to be the one who is interacting with all the players and, you know, sort of leading the product.
Whatever it is, Joe Jitsu probably has something up his sleeve. I believe that he's the type of guy that is had proactively already imagined in his head, like, how this all plays out. I don't know if he had 64 wins in his head. I don't know if he had, you know, wrapping it up so early, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is he has something. And I always remember the whole Doc Rivers thing when he hid the money down in L.A. up in the rafters.
Floating we'll be back. Ceiling. He put it in the suspended ceiling up there. That was pretty cool.
Probably his greatest moment as a coach, you know.
I love that from Doc. That was good. Like, he knew sort of how to sort of
we're
keep
going back.
That particular group motivated.
Yeah. And because I remember I've told you last year when Mazzulla first came on, I know we got a break real quick, but I was able to go into the meeting room where the players meet, and I ended up seeing like this sand sculpture. And it was like a metaphor for how every day is different and how every day you got to start over again to make the sandcastle. You tear it down, you come back, you make another one. Something like that this year.
So he's building, getting ready to build his playoff sandcastle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or are you adding on to what you've already built during the regular season?
He's got to get the sand out of there. He's got to do something totally new.
Oh, I got you.
Totally different.
Are we going back to chopping wood? Del Rio?
No,
let's
no,
put some
no.
wood in an axe no. in a locker room and figure out what could go
Find
wrong.
Something. Yeah.
Like, seriously. You're giving grown children an axe in a room in which is considered their version of a playpen. Again, way to go, Jack Del Rio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
We'll get you your first pair of Red Sox tickets for Two for Tuesday coming up. But we want to mention this quickly before we give you a chance to hop on and be caller nine to win some ducats, because at Woj ESPN, the real Woj, not Woj fan, this is the real Woj. ESPN sources to Woj say the Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round series against the Pacers. They are hopeful treatment on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. Oh, boy. So the only thing we really know, the injury is definite and real, but the return is open-ended. That is never a good sign.
Oh, it's Dame time. That's it. You're going to see if this guy can handle a
Dame
series.
Dame Dalla's going to take over a series. You know what?
See if he might handle it all on his own.
He might. He's been there before.
No, he's used to it.
He's used to it. So this would be it. I don't know. It feels like Milwaukee might have, ever since kind of getting rid of Coach Bud, it feels like they have screwed some things up.
I was thinking about that. So they get rid of Coach Bud. Who was the dude that they replaced him with? I don't remember. They got
rid of
him.
Griffin. Yeah, okay, yeah. Griffin. It was who used to play here.
Okay, and then they just recklessly, panically, right? Yeah. They grab Doc. Yeah. Save us. You're the only guy that can save us. Well, and all he does is make excuses, and you know, and you're sit there going, holy crap! I feel like their record was better with the other guy than it was with Doc Rivers. So if I'm them, I guess they've already signed Doc Rivers to a long contract. I think it was like 4 years, some crazy number. Would it be crazy just to be like, you know what? Oh, man, what was I thinking? My bad.
Oh, Doc?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
My bad.
It's your bad. You give me the money, and then I'll say it's my bad.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to have to give him the money no matter what. I'm sure it's all guaranteed.
What's the Coach O line? What door you want me out of? When you want me walking through it, friend?
Yeah.
$18 million. There we go. All right, let's give away some Sox tickets.
What is it?
It's a Two for Tuesday. Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll. Caller 9 to the contest line at 617-931-0937 to get a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on Cleveland on April 18th. Again, caller 9 to the contest line right now. You want to see the Red Sox take on the Indians just 2 days from now? That's right, on April 18th. Caller 9, contest line, 617-931-0937. Good luck. We will have another pair of tickets for that particular game to give away at 11:30. Well, Fourier, I saw on Twitter a little bit last night how there was some interesting reaction to the New England Patriots now apparently kicking the tires on Washington quarterback Michael Penix.
Yep.
The lefty, which
hefty lefty
automatically rules him out in my book. However, some folks seem to be taking the cheese on this one. I saw our friend Fitzy. Now, again, Fitzy is fartsy when it comes to this stuff. Like, it's just tooting out of him all the time. He can't wait, especially if it's a quarterback or positive Patriot news or whatever.
It's farting out of everybody, though. It's farting out of everybody. That's why, even with our comment last week.
I disagree. No.
Even Shime. It's farting out of Shime. It's farting out of Wiggy.
Well,
it's farting out of Courtney.
I would expect that.
I heard Mego the other day. Massive fart for Mego.
this is all. You know what this is?
What is it?
This is all really cute.
That's why is
what
it
this
cute?
Is. This is all cute. They know what they're doing. They know who they're taking. Do you know what this really is for, in my opinion? This is for the auditioning Elliot Wolf. That's all this is for. Hey, you know what, Mr. Kraft? We made sure to talk to all these guys now. I know, Thunder. I mean, Mr. Kraft, can I call you Thunder, or is that just Gerard?
Only in private.
Oh, okay.
Only in private.
How about Big Bob?
Big fella.
But you know what, big fella? We kicked the tires on all these guys. You got to sit and have dinner with them at Davio's. You met all these guys, Thunder. I mean, Big Bob. I mean, Mr. Kraft. So which one are you in on? Which one do you like? You know, hey, me, Elliot Wolf, I'm just trying to listen to my big boss, Robert. I'm just trying to listen to you, boss, because I like being here. We got a good thing going. I can give you my thoughts, but really, why don't you tell me what to think first? Since you know, we went and spent, $5,000 on dinner with, six or seven quarterbacks to bring in, knowing that we were taking the one that the other two teams told us we were taking at number three. And this whole thing over the weekend of the, they really prefer, Jaden Daniels, da-da-da. No. Total rubbish. Bull crap. Bull crap. They've told us from Mayo's initial press conference what they're doing. Don't fall for it. Don't slip on the banana peel. Whichever guy Chicago and Washington does not take, that will be the guy the Patriots are taking. This is not about choice. This is about leftovers based on how everybody feels. They felt this way since January, Fourier. So why in mid-April are we now going to look at it and be like, well, things could be different now. Get the hell out of here. This is nothing more than appeasing the big dog because these guys have to.
Well, you have 30 visits that you can have, right? You can bring 30 guys in, and some teams use every last one of them. Some teams don't. It all depends, right?
And some use it for subterfuge.
Yeah, and you may have no desire to be in, to draft Michael Penix or some tight end or an offensive tackle, but you get intel. You get to know them because you like them, but you realize that they're you probably don't have the opportunity to draft them. So you want to get intel. You want to learn about them because when the free agency comes around or a trade possibility, at least you have a little bit more information. The thing that when I hear about all these different quarterbacks coming in, I was like, big deal. That's the business. Like, so what? Why should the fact that now Michael Penix is in town, should I think that they have changed their mind? They haven't. I still believe that it's still the three quarterbacks. My biggest question has always been, okay, there's three quarterbacks that everybody is identifying as the top three. Three teams need – the top three teams in the draft all need quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you truly believe that there's only two of the three that are worth a third pick in the draft,
correct,
and you are picking third,
yep,
and the first two that are the two of those three that you believe are really good are, yep, off the board, then don't chase the pick. We have been talking about this for a while. There is an aspect of convincing yourself, manufacturing a player. Hey, Kraft says we need a quarterback. Gerard hints at a quarterback. All right, well, let's manufacture our own player. Let's weird science this up as much as possible. Let's,
ooh,
create it in the lab. Hey, more importantly, you convince yourself, your scouts, your coaches, you need validation. My thing is, if you don't believe he's really the third best player in the draft, trade out of it. Especially if you think the guy that you want – you can get later, you'll get some cash, some money, some picks, and then you'll be better off. And then instead of chasing the pick, the overall thing for me is that, like, and we talked about this as well, just how coaches, like, gamble. They just gamble with these picks. And I almost feel like they're willing to gamble because there is no repercussion. There is no penalty for them for screwing it up.
Well, yes and no.
I mean, there is, but the financial benefit,
is not nearly what it used to be. Yeah.
So they can miss because the GMs don't get fired when they should get fired for missing as badly as they do.
I think there are two different sort of penalties when you take the wrong guy at that spot. There is the, okay, it's not as bad financially as it used to be. It's not like getting rid of Jamarcus Russell or someone like that. However, if you screw that pick up and you set the franchise back once again, and what would it take for this group to get broomed out, let's say, right? What would it take for Robert Kraft to look at Mayo and Wolf and say, it's not happening, and not only is it not happening, I don't want to give them a second kick at the can to try to fix what has already been screwed up. You know what your penalty is? 3 years of what we just went through, where apparently the greatest coach that ever lived, according to fans, turned into a village idiot. All right, fine. You want to kick the guy on the way out the door? Go ahead. Now here's your reboot. How long are people going to be patient on that? What are you, 3 years maybe? And then it's a three-year penalty, essentially, because it takes you then another 2 to 3 years to rebuild. And at that point, how many Patriot fans go, well, this ain't what it was when I was a kid or when I was younger, so, meh, Jason Tatum looks pretty cool. Maybe I'll just start following him as my big athlete. That's the risk the Patriots run is they're on some thin ice, because if you have a four-year window of, let's say, 4 to 6 wins for a four-year period, do we think the fickle Boston fam will wrap themselves into the cozy comfort of what used to be? Or will they look at it and hold their nose and go, P.U., I'm out of here? Well, it's the latter.
If they draft a quarterback number three, there will be instant hope. And
you'll sell jerseys like Caitlin Clark.
And you'll sell, yeah, it'll be exciting. And people will be like, unless there's some sort of sign, it'll be better for them. One of the things with Mac is that he had so much success early. At least he was put up on this pedestal. But most people who, from the outside looking in, were like, oh, okay, this isn't a finished product yet. And give me 3 years, and then I'll give you my analysis.
Do you know what I think some of what is happening here, and I'm dead serious on this, because the new group is so in tune with Thunder down there, Mr. Kraft. I really, truly believe that this is where we will find out if the Patriots can feel comfortable enough to trade down. I'm being serious. That if old Thunder says to them, well, you know, that Penix, he made an impression on me. That's all it's got to be.
There's not a guy that comes through here that they don't like.
Right. Oh yeah, boy, that, you know.
Why is he so quiet? But there's a presence about him.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to, you know what it is? They're going to go into the meetings with the googly eyes to begin with. Because you want to find the good. You want to, in all honesty, I think there is a part of what you're saying, Christian, that is right. I'm sure there's a part of them that would love to trade down. But I don't know if they can get old Thunder to sign off on that. And again, he's now, why do you knock down silos if you're the owner? Because you want to be heard. You got your people in there now. So for those who thought Mac Jones was the Robert Kraft draft pick, oh, contraire, mon frere. No, no, no. And if I said it wrong, I don't care. This is the one. This is the one that's going to have the RKK fingerprints all over it. How come the Patriots can't quit Bill Belichick? People think we can't quit Belichick. There was something on social media today that made all of us kind of scratch our head a little bit. We'll get to it next.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Say WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
April 16th, 1952, ladies and gentlemen. That's when Mama Belichick popped out the greatest coach that ever lived in Nashville, Tennessee. So who would have known that Nashvillian Bill Belichick would become one of the more famous New Englanders on the planet? 1050 Gresham Fourier here with you. Did you find it interesting, odd, indifferent, I don't know, put whatever adjective you would want to it, that the New England Patriots tweeted out, happy birthday to Bill Belichick.
I know. Yeah, you're right. I can't quit you, Bill. There is something about it where I guess they have just identified and tagged him as their own no matter what. Hey, just hey, general public, hey, a football world, just in case you were wondering, at the end, he's ours.
Oh, my God.
He's ours.
I just went to @Patriots on Twitter, okay? And I see the, when did they put this up? 9 a.m., happy birthday, Bill Belichick. It's him all in the Patriots gear and da-da-da. And what does it have? 6 trophies.
Yeah.
They wrap the 6 trophies right in the graphic, but then right above that at 9:30 a.m. is happy birthday, Joe Cardona. That's a little odd. It feels like, you know, for as much as there is a texter who really needs some ointment when we talk about Bill Belichick, because their hind end gets inflamed like no other. It's the team who hasn't even quit the guy. People are all over you and I for talking about Bill or romanticizing or whatever. The team that fired him is now wishing him happy birthday. Oh, yeah, by the way, Bill, get the hell out.
Yeah.
Here comes the smear campaign documentary. We're trying to move on from you. Do your job. Wipe your ass with that. We're going to paint right over that. Those rings, hey, there's some banners up there, but those trophy murals all get painted over. And then you get this. From the team Twitter, happy birthday, Bill. It's just weird, isn't it?
It is a little odd because you did fire him. But no. It was a mutually parting of the ways, which was worded that way for a reason. So listen, there's no animosity. There should be no animosity. There should be no anger. And I will tell anyone who says, you can't get over him. How and why would you? There's going to be a statue of him somewhere. Like, he accomplished a lot. Like, he's really good at his job. Really, really good at it, in spite of what that stupid docuseries tried to make you believe that he had nothing to do with anything. And oh, my God, they won even though he was buttoned into everything and trying to control everybody.
The 603 with a great text. It's like getting a high five after a kick in the balls.
It is weird, though. Like, you fired him.
Yes.
You didn't like what he was doing. You didn't like his message. You didn't like the silos. Yeah, no. You know what? It's almost like it's in a way they almost feel guilty for letting him go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So since they feel so guilty and ashamed maybe that they're trying really hard going out of the way to, hey, no hard feelings. Look, why are you mad? I said happy birthday.
Is Pete Carroll next for a little birthday wish whenever Petey comes up? Hey, coaches of the past, here we go.
Bill Parcells. Where's Matt Patricia at?
Oh. Our
assistant coaches should do everybody.
Yeah, I think maybe even the Patriots have some standards in sticking to the head coaches.
You know, but listen.
It's just weird. And look, people will say, it's just a social media thing or whatever. But it becomes about the conflicting info. Have you moved on from the guy or not? Ding dong, the witch was dead. 2 hours later, we named our head coach, told everybody we're taking a quarterback. Kumbaya, here we go.
Well, they'll say he's special. He's different.
Oh.
And he is different and he is special, but you still fired him.
It's odd.
You fired him. You didn't like his decisions. You were worn out. He beat you up. He beat you down. You were sick of it. You ruined, Mac Jones, all those things. Oh, yeah. But happy birthday. It's weird. It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
You would think this is the way it's going to be. Like, they just have to tag them. They just have to have some sort of, they want everyone to know that, hey, this is part of what you get. See, aren't you guys happy? We didn't fire him. It was a mutual parting of ways. We can still be friends. We still respect. He shows up at my birthday party. I invited him to my daughter's wedding. I mean, he gets a Christmas card.
It is true.
Right? That's what you're doing.
It is true.
Hey, listen, we're not angry. Look at all these signs that we're not angry with each other.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it would be. It's like texting an ex-girlfriend happy birthday.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not upset that you dumped me. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I want nothing but love for you. Got nothing but love, and I wish you the best of luck. Sincerely.
But again, if...
And you go cry inside.
As the 508 texter, 4-13, just kiss Bill and get it over with. Again, friend, you're rooting for a team and just blindly going with Gerard Mayo, who says they knocked down the silos and they're moving on, and yet they tweet out happy birthday to a guy that seems to be living his best life right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All he does is take trips and speak. And he was at Northwestern, the women's lacrosse. He was at Washington, Nebraska. I mean, I wonder if he's going to get to the point where, like, man, I like this life much better than the grind at NFL.
Oh, no.
I wonder how long it's going to take. Will he get sick of this lifestyle?
Oh, yeah.
Or,
I think
okay,
so.
I do think there's, okay, you have two options, right? Either you get sick of that lifestyle.
Yep.
Or you get accustomed to the new one and you're like, you want nothing to do with the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even imagine going back to it. I think there are some coaches that, listen, this, I didn't know this existed. I love it. And these, the others, they, all they do for the next 10 years is try to get back in, even as a consultant.
So we have some old audio as to why not to trust the draft community. Then some audio from the draft community on J.J. McCarthy. And we put to bed the stupidest thing Tom Brady has ever said. Next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.